Born and bred in London, the 58-year-old Glazer commenced his journey in the realm of theatre before traversing to the spheres of commercials and music videos. He stamped his unique imprint on numerous ads for well-known brands like Guinness, Stella Artois, and Levi's during the 1990s. Concurrently, his music video collaboration with Radiohead and his direction of Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity, which bagged the MTV Video of the Year award in 1997, consolidated his standing in the industry. The turn of the millennium marked Glazer's smashing entry into the cinematic world with Sexy Beast, 2000. Featuring Ray Winstone and Ben Kingsley, the film revitalized the sagging British gangster genre with Glazer's signature infusion of visceral imagery that echoed the indelible impressions from his commercials and music videos. Kingsley's portrayal of the maniacal motormouth, Don Logan, was as far removed from his iconic role of Gandhi as conceivable, earning him an Oscar nod. Switching gears dramatically, Glazer ventured into the realm of eerie suspense with Birth, 2004. Set in New York, the film spun the unnerving tale of a widow, portrayed by Nicole Kidman, who encounters a 10-year-old boy claiming to be the reincarnation of her deceased husband. Critics were initially confounded and appalled by the film's controversial themes, leading to a less-than-warm reception at its Venice Film Festival premiere. However, over the years, the film's stature has burgeoned, drawing parallels with the legendary director Stanley Kubrick's works. In 2013, Glazer's Under the Skin seamlessly blended the mystique of science fiction with the raw realism of a remote Scottish town. The film witnessed a sterling performance from Scarlett Johansson as an alien in human guise, prowling the beaches and streets in search of unsuspecting men. The juxtaposition of starkly abstract sequences against the gritty Glaswegian landscape created an enchantingly perplexing cinematic experience. This time, critics were captivated, with the film gracing the summit of multiple Film of the Year lists. After a decade of relative cinematic silence, Glazer returned to the spotlight in 2023 with The Zone of Interest. This thought-provoking piece examines the chillingly ordinary personal life of a Nazi officer stationed at Auschwitz. The film refrains from showcasing the camp's atrocities directly. Still, it subtly evokes the horrors with ambient sounds of trains, incinerators, gunshots, and screams. The film, laden with metaphorical significance, secured the Grand Prix at Cannes, earning near-universal acclaim from critics following its festival premiere.